Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
This is Abby.
This is Megan.
Welcome to episode 12.
Is it?
I think.
Okay. I'm going with it.
Yeah, episode 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Abby.
Yes.
Are the kids back yet?
Not yet.
Okay, when do they come back?
The day after tomorrow.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Today we had Meet the Teacher.
Oh, fun.
That was very fun. Yes, got to meet
you all
met all my
your
kiddos.
Kids.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was really good. And my room's done. I'm really, at this point, just like to the final little loose ends, which is a really good, you know, feeling to be at that place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to just rock
and
roll.
Lesson plans ready to go.
Kind of. Yeah, I'll be
loosely
in copy room a lot tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But but yeah, loosely ready.
As will all teachers.
Yes. A to the men.
Yes.
A to the men. So yeah.
Okay. Well. So tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about what we had originally planned to talk about last week,
yes,
but we changed our minds.
We did change our mind.
And so this week we have decided this is the week that we want to talk about the power of sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say sharing, we mean really two different things.
Yeah.
So the power of sharing your testimony, sharing your story,
mm-hmm,
your past, things you've been through,
yeah,
and where Jesus has brought you, but then also the power of sharing as in confession time,
yeah,
with the people in your community.
Yeah.
So, as we get started, Abby and I were talking and we just kind of have a flow to how we want this to go.
Yeah.
And we wanted to start with some reasons, you know, sharing can be with others. It's one thing to share with God,
yeah,
and to confess and to share what you're going through with the Lord, because it's just you and Him.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole nother thing when you're sharing with your friends or your family and the people closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to kind of start off, what are some of the reasons why do you think that it's so hard for not only to confess, you know, current struggles, mm-hmm, that you're going through, but also, or sin, mm-hmm, let's call it what it is.
What it is, yeah.
But then also sharing things from your past, things you've gone through, things that you carry shame about. So why is it so hard?
Part of the reason I think it's so difficult in really regards to either is because we think, and part of this is true, that people have this perception of us,
mm-hmm,
okay? And normally we're going to put our best foot forward mm-hmm, to our people,
mm-hmm,
especially if we are getting involved in a newer community, we're going to put our best foot first.
It's true.
And whenever we share our testimony, or whenever we share that we are struggling with something, we're worried about what people are going to think of us.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, and the unfortunate part of that is that the Lord may have, especially if we're sharing our testimony,
mm-hmm,
the Lord, most of the time, whenever we're sharing it, our testimony, okay, the Lord has delivered us from something,
mm-hmm,
right? He saved us. And then if we were in a sinful lifestyle or had a sin that had a lot of power over us and brought a lot of consequences to us,
mm-hmm,
normally whenever we get to a point where we feel like we need to share that, mm-hmm, it is difficult because even if we've been delivered from it, people are still going to have a different view of you,
mm-hmm,
right? And we are fearful of that because we, whether we want to admit it or not, we do care about what people think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we want people to trust us. We want people to like us.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to think we're awesome, all of those things. And
mm-hmm,
whenever we share the most difficult parts of our story, there's a chance that that may shift some people's
mm-hmm
points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And we worry about that. And I believe that the enemy uses that to keep us silent.
Absolutely.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the flip side of that is that yeah, people may be judgmental towards that, or you could help someone begin their journey to deliverance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a big piece of why people don't share either their sin struggles, their sin,
mm-hmm.
or they don't share their testimony because ultimately they're afraid of what people will think.
Mm-hmm.
What's another reason you think?
I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head, I feel like, is just the fear of judgment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like you were talking about, you know, we care what others think
mm-hmm.
of us,
mm-hmm.
And especially the people who are closest to us,
right.
The people who we love, and, you know, we oftentimes think, you know, I know myself better than anybody, and I know the ins and outs and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I don't like that about me. I don't like that I've struggled with that. I hate that I have dealt with that. I hate that I'm struggling with this. I hate that I did that, or shame and the guilt. And if I hate that about myself, I know you're going to hate that about me.
Right.
Right. And so we, you know, like we said, it's easier to share it with God because we know that he forgives us.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he still loves us because his word tells us that he does.
Yeah.
But we can't control. We don't know what other people think.
No.
We don't know what's in someone else's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we, just like you said, we have a fear of what that will do to our relationships.
Right.
And so I think that's really the number one reason why we don't share is just the fear of judgment.
It makes me think of an example that's a little bit more simple, but like old pictures on Facebook from like high school.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not like of us doing something bad, like just old mm-hmm. pictures.
Embarrassing.
I have all those set on private.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want people who know me at this stage of my life
to judge you based
on. To like go back. Mm-hmm. Not that they would. But
they might.
They may. I don't want them to be available for people to be able to go back and look at,
mm-hmm.
you know, 16-year-old Abby because she was a ding-dong. And I don't want to see people – or I don't want people to see the selfies that she was taking, you know, with the duck face and all that kind of
stuff.
Gosh,
so embarrassing.
And so you take that and you think, okay, well, that's not even sin. Like, that's not even – you know, being pictured of in sin, that's just you being a 16-year-old, and you times it times 100 of, okay, well, if people know the sin of my life from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, then how much more will they judge me based mm-hmm. on that?
Or if they know what you're struggling with now.
Especially now.
That's even harder now when you're saved.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to tell your testimony of not being saved and then how Jesus changed your life, but then also, oh, I am saved and I'm still struggling with this, because we have that perception. Mm-hmm. A lot of us fall into this of thinking that once you're saved, then you don't struggle.
Right.
And that's just a lie
from
the enemy. So, you know, you kind of hit on this already, but what happens when we don't share? So when we're not willing, to be honest and vulnerable and share our testimony, but also share confession, share our current struggles, what we're dealing with. What happens when we don't do that and we're not obedient to what we've been called to do?
A couple of things I thought about. One being that it hinders our growth mm-hmm. in our relationship with the Lord.
Because mm-hmm.
like you said earlier, even if we are confessing it to the Lord
mm-hmm.
And we're bringing light into the situation in that manner, there's still a portion of that it's still in
mm-hmm.
the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, you've shared it with the Lord, who is the most, I mean, he's the one who offers forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I am making it really hard on myself to be healed or be delivered from that
mm-hmm.
sin and to grow from it because I am lacking accountability
mm-hmm.
and I am still keeping it in the dark from my closest community,
mm-hmm.
which means that I'm still opening myself up to a lot of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're not being real.
And like I'm not being real. Yeah.
You're being dishonest to the people around you
mm-hmm.
and putting on mm-hmm. a show.
Right.
And not letting people actually see who you are.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I mean, although, yes, that can be hard to do, but when we we have to keep up with this fake identity that we've created for ourselves, a perfection that we can never live up to.
Absolutely.
Right? And we're constantly going to be under the hand of the enemy saying, look who you are. Don't you tell them. Look what you've done. Look what they will think of you. And we stay in that and it will eat away at our bones.
Absolutely.
And it will just, it will engulf us where that's all we can think about. We can't sleep at night. It does that. David talks about that. Yep. It does it to him. I was listening to a podcast with Jenny Allen and Jim Caulfield. I think it's Caulfield. And he said this. He said, what we don't own about ourselves will own us.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, that's so simply put, but it is so true.
Yeah.
When we don't fess up, when we don't own our past sins, our current sins, when we don't own that and fess up to it, it owns us.
Absolutely.
It will eat our lunch.
Absolutely. It makes me think of any time I'm like on a spiral in my thoughts of just like making myself crazy. Sometimes I'll just start talking out loud. Like I'll start saying the thoughts that I'm having out loud and I will realize, or I'll call my mom and I'll start like, I'll be like, okay, Abby, like, would you think these things to her? And like think that they make sense. And if the answer is no, then I'm like, okay, well then you need to shut up in your own brain. Because like stop thinking that way. And so that is it. You have to boss your thoughts. And so that's one way that it hinders us is that where there's no accountability, there's no growth. Where there is no full light, it made me think of a plant. Okay. Plants need light in order to grow, right? And if I just kind of put a part of the plant in the sunlight, is it going to grow as well as it would if it had full-on sunlight? No. And so if we're not bringing our sin or our stories into full light, there's no growth for us in our walks with
the Lord.
That's good. So that was one thing. The other thing I thought of was that people, whenever we are sharing our story, whenever we are sharing our sin, it is important for people to know that none of us have it all together. That we are all, we're all sinners and none of us are perfect. And if we don't share those things, if we're not vulnerable with people, then it is easy for us to fall into that trap, that social media mentality of, oh, they have nothing going on. They are just never tempted. They don't have any sin struggles. They're not dealing with anything. I wish I was like so-and-so. And to be quite frank, that is not how anyone should see anyone that walks on this earth. And that's just not true. So let's look at the word and see what is true. Okay. So one verse that really speaks to this is Galatians. I didn't mean Galatians. Excuse me, guys. Hold on. James 5:16. Okay. And James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
And then to add to that, Proverbs 28:13, it says, the one who conceals his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy. And so that goes back to what you were just talking about, and how the power of sharing and confessing our sins to one another, and what that does, it helps us find mercy. It helps us prosper. And when we don't, we don't prosper. And then we wanted to share one other one. It says in Revelation 12 verse 11, this is a very familiar verse, but it's they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So going back to the importance of why believers have to share their testimony, have to share their story, where they came from, where Jesus found them, how Jesus changed them. All of us are called to be sharing our testimony because we defeat the enemy through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it says word of our testimony. That means not the thought of our testimony, the word. We have to share it. And then we have to confess. So what Abby and I were talking about before we started recording was, how do you share? So, you know, when you are not used to that, mm-hmm. when you are not used to sharing, when you are not in a community or you haven't been raised to be comfortable with sharing your story and sharing your struggles and being open and vulnerable, how do you do that? And again, I was listening to this podcast. What was his name again?
Jim Caulfield.
And he said, because Jenny Allen was asking him, you know, how do you get in the habit of that? How do you do that? How do you make yourself comfortable with that? And he said, surround yourself with people who are good at it.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, like, he was just, everything was so simple. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's so true, though.
Yeah.
And so what it comes back to is find your people. Find your community, find the people that are your safe people in your inner circle that you trust and that are following Jesus that you can go to, because you don't want to share with anybody.
Right.
Now, you know, when you're sharing your testimony, yes, you can share that to a broader audience.
Right.
But then you also have a testimony that you can share to someone who's closer. And you can share more details, mm-hmm. and you can make it more specific to them and relate to them. Mm-hmm. And I think the Holy Spirit gives us that discernment of what to share.
Absolutely.
With a broader crowd and with someone who's closer to us. But then with confession, because that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Get around people who are good at it.
Yeah.
Surround yourself around people who that is normal for them, that they have created this discipline and this habit, mm-hmm. of coming to the people they're close to, their accountability partners, their mentors, the people around them, saying, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. Will you pray with me about this?
Yeah, absolutely. And that trust piece is very, 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 mm-hmm. important. Just like you said, you don't just want to go sharing,
mm-mm.
all of your business to everybody. You want to be very careful, very conscientious of that, but that doesn't mean that that should keep you or be
right.
an excuse, be used as an excuse, for whenever you choose not to share. And most of the time, and the Lord, you know, he does it on purpose, but most of the time, I think of any of the times that I've come to you,
mm-hmm.
It has grown, and we've talked about this on the mm-hmm. podcast, of any time that we have come to confess to one another, even if it's not the exact same sin,
mm-hmm.
It is still something that we are
relate.
Able to mm-hmm. relate to one another and walk alongside one another, mm-hmm. So that we can repent of it, so that we can get away from mm-hmm. it, and therefore then it grows not only our relationships with the Lord, it doesn't mm-hmm. just bring us back to him, but it grows our friendship,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time I was thinking as I was getting ready for this, I thought, goodness, another reason that, you know, we're worried of that judgment, and a lot of times we are really hard on ourselves and our mm-hmm. own sin in regards to, well, that's just silly,
mm-hmm.
like, why, I shouldn't be struggling with that, that's just mm-hmm. silly. So not only do I want to be not, I don't want to be judged for my sin, but I sure don't want to be judged for my silly sin,
mm.
you know? And I think back, and I'm just going to be very blunt.
Yeah.
There was a time, and I still struggle. That's why it's mm-hmm. on my mind right now, because I'm still struggling with it. But whenever I came to you and said, Megan, I've been sleeping on the couch. And I just feel really convicted by that. Okay?
Yeah.
And how, like...
And you were embarrassed to tell me.
And I was embarrassed to tell you that I've been falling asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up in the middle of the night. And I've been doing it the past couple of weeks again, too. It happens whenever I get real stressed and real
mm-hmm.
tired. And I just start sleeping on the couch. And, like, to a lot of people, that's probably, like, you're probably thinking, I mean, that's
no big deal.
That's no mm-hmm. big deal. Well, to me, that is, that's an issue. That's a root issue. There's a deeper root there I'm convinced mm-hmm. of that's personal to me. But I'll never forget the time that I first told Megan that. It was so hard for me to tell you mm-hmm. that. Because I thought she's, and that was kind of before, like, we were as close as we
yeah.
are now. And I just remember thinking, she's going to think that I'm just an idiot. Like, she's going to think this girl is crazy. But that developed an honesty between
mm-hmm.
us. Once I told you that, I was like, well, good grief. She didn't judge me then, so now I didn't tell her anything. Like, and so there's power, there's growth in not only our relationship and our mm-hmm. friendship with the Lord, but also in there's growth in the friendships with the people that we are confessing to. Mm-hmm. One other thing that I wanted to touch on, you know, we read that verse in James about confessing sin so that we can pray for one another. Mm-hmm. Whenever we confess what we're struggling with or something that we have done, if we don't do that, then our people don't know what to pray for. Mm. Okay, they can't intercede for us. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you tell me something that you were struggling with, mm-hmm. I can intercede on your behalf. Mm-hmm. I may be deep in some sin, mm-hmm. but if I confess it to you, I may be struggling to pray for deliverance on my own, but you can stand in the gap for mm-hmm. me.
Absolutely.
And we know that prayer is powerful. We know that mm-hmm. prayer works, and we know it's important for us to be. I mean, we are called to pray for one another, mm-hmm. and so there's an intercessory piece to that as well.
Absolutely. I love everything you just said, and I'm just going to kind of piggyback on that just to reiterate the point of how powerful sharing is mm-hmm. and what it does to a community of believers.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we think, oftentimes we think, oh, nobody will relate to us.
Right.
And just like Abby said, and we talked about this too before we started recording, that your sins are not my sins, mm-hmm. and things you struggle with, I don't struggle with. Things I struggle with, you don't struggle with. But guess what? We are all sinners. Mm-hmm. And one thing we can relate to is sin. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to struggle with sin. Abby knows what it's like to struggle with sin. So regardless of what the sin is, mm-hmm. we can still bring that to our close friends, to our community, and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, without fear of judgment, because guess what? Everybody's going to be struggling with something.
Absolutely.
And it gives us this peace of knowing, okay, I don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I can now come and I can let this go, and I can come clean with this and bring this into the light because they did. Mm-hmm. And so if anything, we want to be leaders in the faith and to help others coming along and going beside them to say, hey, this is what Jesus has called us to do. He wants us doing this. This grows us as a body of believers, but it grows us in our relationship with Him. And just another kind of personal story, I have someone very close to me who was listening to one of our podcasts, and she had been struggling with something that she had kept secret for a long time. And I had mentioned some things I had struggled with, and this person ended up calling me, and we talked for a long time about this. And she, I don't know if this, I think she had opened up before and had been hurt by who she had opened up to. And this time she didn't receive the judgment when she opened up to me, and we were able to pray about it and talk about it. And not too long after that, she texted me and was like, I just want you to know now I have courage to open up to others. Yeah. And I thought, that's what happens. It gives us courage.
Absolutely.
It gives us this boldness to say, you know what? I'm putting this in the light, regardless of how, you know, what anybody else says about it, regardless of how you feel about it, or, you know, the judgment you are going to put on me because of this. I'm putting this in the light because we're called to bring our sins into the light.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's powerful.
Absolutely. And ultimately, we can't control what other people
Mm-mm.
think.
Mm-mm.
I have a saying that I've heard before of not my monkey, not my circus. Okay. Other people's thoughts, other people's opinions.
I like that. I haven't heard that.
They're not our monkeys. They're not our circus. And so
yeah.
we can't control anything that other people are going to think. But if we feel led, and if we are commanded to share, mm-hmm. and if we know that our testimonies, they hold power.
Mm-hmm.
You read that verse.
Absolutely.
I mean, we overcome the enemy by the power of our testimony, of our story, of that confession. And so if we know that, then my goodness, nothing is going to keep,
nothing should stop us.
Nothing should keep us silent.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of it comes back to us just being bold.
Yeah.
Just like we have to be bold to share the gospel,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that is very challenging to
do.
It can
be intimidating.
And it can
mm-hmm.
be intimidating. It is the same way with us sharing our story and our
mm-hmm.
sin. But yet, at the same time, we know that there's power there, and we know that the Lord can use that, and we don't want to
mm-hmm.
To miss out on those opportunities
yeah.
for Him
yeah.
to use us.
Absolutely, because who says this? Is it JP, Jonathan
mm-hmm.
Bakuda, that says he will take your mess and make it your message.
Yep.
And he might be, I think he's the one who says that.
Yeah.
But that's what he does.
Absolutely.
He takes all the stuff, all the good, the bad, the ugly, and it will amaze you if you are willing and if you are genuine and vulnerable to let that out and to put that in the light and to share it with others. He will use that and turn it into a message that brings others closer to him and giving him all the glory.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Yes. Okay, so today is my favorite and my new favorite. I ordered it on Amazon. And there's lots of different ones, but the one I ordered, it's called Talking Point Cards. Mm. And the ones I got, it's Christian conversations, like they're conversation starters. So it's just like a deck of cards, and each card has like a topic or a question or a scenario, and it just like kind of opens the door to have like just real authentic, meaningful conversations about what you would do or what you should do or how you feel about something or what the word says about it and how we should go about handling those kinds of situations. And it's just, I don't
know. It's really cool.
I know. I am really loving it right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to bring it to
our
next Bible study or something.
That would be super cool.
The girls.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Girls
watching. Anyway, so that's my favorite.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good.
All right,
good
guys.
Good deal. One thing before we leave, I have to correct myself. This is episode 11, not episode 12.
Abby.
So I ruined my streak of like getting it right for one episode, maybe.
But next week will be 12.
Next week will be 12. Yes. Just getting everyone ready. Okay, guys. Well, we love y'all, and thank y'all so much for listening.
See ya.
Bye.